St. Francis Hospital and Medical Center in Hartford is the latest health provider to launch drive-through testing for coronavirus. Connecticut Public Radio's Nicole Leonard went to the testing site yesterday.
It's 7 o'clock in the morning, and hospital workers are already outside in a nearby parking lot, unloading medical equipment and workstation carts from a mobile unit. The carts are rolled into a heated white tent, and boxes of hospital gloves, paperwork files, and test kits are set up on a nearby table. Jordan Seaver is a registered nurse who specializes in infection control and prevention. She's helping train a group of medical workers on the tests.
I'm going to steal one to show the nurses. Is that okay?
Okay. Can I show one? There's two swabs. You got a big one and a little one. You don't want the big one.
No, don't stick the big one in there. Yep. I'll just borrow one.
The drive-through site opens at 8 a.m. every day. It's only for patients who already have a prescription or test order. Cars start to line up in the parking lot, and people are told to keep their windows rolled up. The first stop is at a medical tent where workers check the prescription order and patient identification. Cars then move on and pull up under a second white tent. Nurses wearing gloves, gowns, masks, and face shields ask drivers to roll down their windows. Quickly, they lean close to take a nasal swab test. Dr. Paul Anthony is an infectious disease physician on site.
We give you a form to remind you that you do need to stay home in isolation so that you do not infect others. And then your primary care physician or provider who ordered the test for you will get your results and let you know of the results.
Within the first hour of the drive-through, the line grows longer with people who may test positive for a common respiratory illness, the flu, or coronavirus. Nicole Leonard, Connecticut Public Radio.